Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to be joined by Mike and Wenu. Joins us every other Friday. Rotates with the milkman, Milton Williams, who joined us last Friday. If you miss any of it, Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Patriots Friday at 1 o'clock, which means... Ho!
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Oh, here we go. Week 3, Patriots Steelers from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Patriots 1.5-point home dogs with a total of 44.5. Kickoff at 1 o'clock sharp on Sunday. The Patriots scored 33 points at Miami last week. If they generate at least 30 points this week against Pittsburgh, it'll be their first back-to-back games with at least 30 points since 2020. Some of the all-time great Steelers include Lynn Swan, Antonio Brown, Ricky Henderson, and Danny Ocean. The last time the Steelers won a playoff game, the number one movie in the world was Hidden Figures, which also describes the team's postseason success post-Ben Roethlisberger.
That's not on my list of movies to think about
watching. The Patriots followed a 4-sack game in the season opener versus Las Vegas with a 5-sack game at Miami. The most sacks the Patriots had in their first 3 games of a season? 18 in 1979. The Patriots have an NFL-leading 9 sacks in the first 2 games of the season. The Patriots' record for most sacks in a season? 66 in 1963, when they averaged 4.7 sacks per game. The Patriots finished last in the NFL in sacks last season.
Something's got to give.
The Steel Curtain was the nickname for the Pittsburgh defensive line in the 1970s. It's also what I used to call my ex-wife. Steel Curtain.
Yeah, it was a tough Friday night.
Mike Vrabel has never beaten the Steelers. Mike Tomlin is just 3-10 in his career against the Patriots, his worst winning percentage against any team.
I feel like I've heard this.
The Steelers and Patriots both have 6 Super Bowl titles. Neither will be adding to their collection this year.
Well, probably not.
If the Patriots lead at halftime this week against Pittsburgh, it'll be the first time the Patriots have had a lead in their first 3 games at halftime since 2019.
What was going on that year?
Not to be confused with the universally beloved Mr. Rogers, Aaron Rodgers has been known to ruffle some people's feathers.
That's the whole key. Okay.
Former Jaguars left tackle Tony Boselli retired with a winning record against the Steelers. Despite this, Bruce Smith thinks he should not be in the Hall of Fame. Ramondre Stevenson needs one rushing touchdown to tie Tom Brady and Stephen Ridley and move into 10th place in franchise history for rushing touchdowns.
Anytime you pass Brady.
Former Steelers and Patriots linebacker James Harrison isn't just the ultimate jock. You may know him as Apocalypse in the TV series Heels. Patient James in Remember Amnesia. LAPD social media manager Marcus King in SWAT. Or the guy who asked the Pats beat reporter to rub cream on his back in the locker room.
I think the guy did.
Yeah, wow. I'd be scary enough. I probably would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You would have rubbed cream on James Harrison's back? No way.
Maybe.
I would have just dropped the cream. Ran screaming. Ran out screaming, crying.
Leave the cream, take the cannoli.
Pittsburgh is known for having 446 bridges in the city, the same number of passing yards Kenny Pickett had in his Steelers career. Hunter Henry might be surprised to know that he is one touchdown shy of 20 for his Patriots career, which would put him in a tie for fourth all-time in franchise history among tight ends.
Well, you've had that for a few weeks in a row.
Pittsburgh. Nope. I don't know if I can read that one. If Marte Mapu gets a pick this week against Pittsburgh, he will become the first Patriots player with an interception in back-to-back games since safety Kyle Duggar in 2023.
What's he up to?
At 5'11", 255 pounds, former Steelers great Jerome the Bus Bettis was quite the touchdown vulture. In the 2004 season opener, he had 5 carries for 1 yard and 3 touchdowns.
Wow. Good fantasy. 18 points.
Former Steelers safety Troy Polamalu was known for perfectly timing out snaps and leaping over or through offensive linemen to attack the quarterback. That was a cool move that more guys should do. And finally, Jones, the Steelers have one Derek on the roster. Rookie Derek Harmon, could make his NFL debut on Sunday. He's been out the first 2 games of the season. So if you're looking for a Derek advantage, it would be with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, so you may sway me with that last detail.
I know. Tomlin. The Vrabel hasn't beaten Tomlin.
Yeah.
Jerome Bettis stole touchdowns.
Yeah.
And
Polamalu looked pretty sweet.
Polamalu would fly over the pile. Man, a lot of bridges in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Harrison played for both teams. Brown played for both teams.
I'm going Pats.
I'm going Pats, too. I think Pats win and over.
Yeah, Pats money line.
Pats money line. That's the play.
Yep.
Maybe do a little parlay with the over.
Sprinkle on the over.
I'd sprinkle the over.
Okay.
I would. You wouldn't? No. What pick do you like better, Pats money line or the over?
Over.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably what I'll do somewhere else.
Who was the guy on Washington last year that was trying to do the Polamalu thing at the end of the game where he was just jumping over?
Oh, who did the Polamalu?
Oh, they were like, hey, if you do this one more time, we're going to
NFC title game?
Oh, Commanders. It was Commanders Eagles.
What did I say?
Is that what you said? Sorry.
No, I can't remember the name of the player who did it. Well, yeah, it was NFC title game.
And I was like,
Commanders.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
If I was Dan Quinn, I'd be like, go ahead.
You're like, that looked cool.
We're so sick of this tush push. We'll do whatever it takes. And then the ref had to come on the microphone. He's like, if you do it again, we're going to award them points.
He should have.
Do
he
it
should
again.
Have tested that. Yeah, he really should have. He should have been like, all right, I dare you.
Because then you'd be like, we didn't even give up that touchdown.
No, we didn't even give that up. The rest of
we won the game.
They're clearly in the bag.
Game's
for Philly.
Under protest.
They give them the tush push. They're giving them touchdowns. They didn't even score. That would have been the play.
The ref was literally in favor of the Eagles.
But that was an homage to Polamalu, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
That was good.
Yeah,
he was a wild man. He was great. He was great.
Well,
you don't think he was?
Well, not against the Pats, though. Pats would victimize him.
Well, nobody was good against the Pats. No, the Steelers just was.
But specifically, that's a guy who you'd
all let's
the
play
talk,
cover two. Let's just stay in the cover
week.
Two.
All don't the move. Talk all yeah. week was like, oh, Polamalu, I don't know. Yeah. He's a game changer.
Yeah.
And then he'd be blitzing or something, and there'd be wide open gaps to run through.
But the Patriots and Brady did that to everybody. Like, if you only watch J.J. Watt against the Patriots, you'd be like, is he any good?
Okay.
And then against everybody else,
what about, like, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis. I mean, those are two guys who
yeah, that's true.
They were able to punch back at least.
They played well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Frankie Louvu?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Frankie Louvu?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. The guy for Washington.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Wow, Keefe's Keys changed my mind. I'm going Pats this weekend.
Makes sense.
That's from Coach Mahoney.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel the same way. You know, I go into this exercise. I'm never really sure who I'm going to pick. And then once I crunch all the numbers and the stats and some of these things.
Yeah. You got to break it all down.
Hunter Henry's one touchdown shy of 20.
He's stuck.
He's stuck there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You think he'll move up a little bit, hopefully, in the near future.
He could.
We should ask him how surprised he is that that's where he moved to on Monday.
If he scores a touchdown.
If he scores, perhaps that could be.
How surprised were you to learn that you're tied fourth all-time amongst tight ends in Patriots history? It's a good list.
I do agree with that. I feel bad we had to bring your ex-wife into it.
Oh, the steel curtain?
Yeah. I do feel bad.
You're talking about the steel curtain?
We had to bring her in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got some shrapnel.
Nobody's safe from the Keys.
Even behind the steel curtain.
You're trying to figure out these games, you know? Trying to get to the bottom of it.
617-779-7937. That is how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. So stay tuned for it. Real quick on Monday Night Football, Keith.
Yep.
We just saw the Dolphins.
Or Thursday Night Football.
I'm sorry. Thursday Night Football. We had just seen the Dolphins.
Yeah, they actually had a little bit of life.
I wonder if the...
Like, or the Bills are just playing down to them?
This is what I wonder a little bit. And it was a short week. It was a quick turnaround. Apparently, Miami is standing by McDaniel and Chris Greer, which I find shocking in the case of McDaniel.
Kind of.
Well, for now is what I mean. I don't think
those
guys are today.
This is what I mean. I thought there was a real chance if they started.
But this wasn't
0-3. He might not get on the plane.
But this also wasn't like a 42-0 game where you're like it's obvious.
Fair.
Like they actually were in it. It was tied at half, and you're like I don't know. Like they seem to at least play for him, and especially when you compare it to Buffalo's probably the best or second best team in the conference. You're like, all right, they hung with them.
I'm not ready to go there yet. But let's watch that Buffalo team week 5. Pats have them. If they have some momentum going in against Buffalo.
Oh, what? What are you trying to say? Let's just get the second win first.
I don't know.
This is what Jones did last year.
I don't know.
This is exactly what you did.
I did it after week 1 last year.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that Buffalo is.
It's a trap.
Quite as invincible as they appear. They didn't look good last night against Miami.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference between not picking Buffalo to win the conference and picking like the Patriots to win the division.
Oh, I'm just talking about like Patriots in that
or head-to-head.
Game. Yeah, I'm just talking about like Patriots
in
that game.
Well, so there is something to be said about division games and, you know, the Browns play the Ravens tough or whatever, but like you wouldn't pick the Browns ever to go further than the Ravens. I could see, you know, the Bills losing a division game, and then you're like, oh, they're supposed to be way better than one of the other three teams, but that's just how it goes a lot of times in the division.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
But
Miami.
None of us picked them to win the conference, right? Didn't we all pick the Ravens?
No, we all have the Ravens. We all have the Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
So there you go.
Me and you have the same Super Bowl, believe it or not.
Jeez.
If I can make any guarantee right now, it's that Ravens and Bucks won't happen.
Neither one, probably.
Based on both of us predicting it. Never mind all of us picking Baltimore. So there you go. You can jump in again at 617-779-7937 here on a Patriots Friday. We are happy to be joined, as we are every other Friday, by Patriots offensive lineman Mike Owenu. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices everyday tags through the store and save on the items that you buy the most. Mike Owenu, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We talked about this a little bit this week. I don't know if you're aware of this or have thoughts on it, but it's been since 2022 since you guys have won back-to-back games. You have an opportunity to do that this weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Vrabel kind of brushed it aside. He's like, I don't know how relevant that is this weekend. Any thoughts on that cold stretch and a chance to turn it around this weekend against Pittsburgh?
No, I would say the same thing. I don't think it's relevant. I miss a different year. You know, I'm worried about this year, so I'm worried about this weekend.
How do you feel like the rookie lineman performed in week 2 compared to week 1? It seemed like from the outside, Campbell and just looked more comfortable out there. You guys were able to run the ball and have a lot of success.
Yeah, I think they both looked good. You know, we were able to do a couple more plays and, you know, not just pass the ball. But I think, you know, just going from week 1 to week 2 is always the biggest improvement and biggest – I'm not going to say improvement, but it's the biggest jump, whether it's improvement or a decline. you know, I think they're really getting their feet under them. And then how the league is, how the weeks progress and how fast the weeks are.
What can you tell us about Will Campbell and, you know, what we may not see on the field? We see him once a week on the field in these games. We like what we see, obviously, in these two games, specifically last week. What can you tell us about Will Campbell and what we may not see?
It depends. Will is chill. He's a quiet guy. He's low-key funny sometimes, but just always silly, always smiling. So, you know, he always brings the right mood and brings the right laughter to the room.
What's low-key funny sometimes? What does that mean?
Like, he's funny, but he's not funny. But, like, if you look at him, you would just laugh at him.
Got it. So it doesn't, like, doesn't
I can
mean
identify
to be,
with that
yeah,
personally. Yeah,
doesn't
okay,
mean to be funny, good, okay. But yeah, it's good. What can you tell us about the Steelers' defensive front? They obviously have a couple of big-time names that jump out in T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward. They might be getting rookie Derek Harmon back this week, but what can you tell us about that group?
Yes, it's a good group. A group full of big – I have a lot of big interior linemen, height-wise. So, I mean, you know, guys that bat the balls down. Just make sure we stay on our guys and really just drive them and finish our blocks.
You guys have a full attendance at practice here these last couple of days. Christian Gonzalez back on the field. And I know you're on the other side of the football. How's he looked to you out on the field?
Yeah, he's been looking good. I haven't been watching him exactly, but just seeing him back out there, you know, he looks smooth. He's always looked smooth, really. Just seeing him through his transitions and when the defense is up on the team reps, you know, just watching him and seeing how he goes back at it. Looks good.
Julian Edelman will be going into the Patriots Hall of Fame this weekend. His last year lined up with your rookie year. Unfortunately for Edelman, I think he only played 6 games that year due to injury. But what do you remember about Julian Edelman, the teammate, your first year in the league?
Yeah, I would say the most I remember is his work ethic and his routine. Like day to day, he was, you know, the same guy. Nothing changed. And then just in his work ethic, you know, I think Bill always talked about it, or just, you know, where he started from and where he went and where he came from. And, you know, just always that work ethic and not really being comfortable with anything. So I think that was one of the most things that I noticed my rookie year.
Is this the kind of situation where and it's two going into the Patriots Hall of Fame this weekend, Bill Parcells and Julian Edelman. Is this the kind of situation where they're going to – will they talk to the team? Will you guys get to cross paths with them at all?
I'm not sure. I know I saw Julian not too long ago in camp, but yeah, I'm not sure about that. So I don't know.
You know, when you're not practicing or you're not watching tape of the team you're playing during the season, what other kind of stuff do you like to do? Are you watching movies, shows? Like what kind of stuff keeps you busy?
I would say for the most part, I'm just hanging out. A lot of the guys, we get together, you know, closer to the end of the week, we get together, hang out, whether it's watching the football games or just watching TV, going out. We went out to Top Golf this week. So, I mean, we just do fun things. For me, I mean, I like all those things. Hanging out, watching movies, listening to music, just really just chilling during that time that I got.
Who's the best golfer on the team?
I'm not sure about best golfer, but from the best swing that I saw, I would probably have to say Drake.
That does make sense. That's not really fair with a quarterback, though.
Yeah.
I like I took the kid to Top Golf a few weeks ago, and they got like the little video games you can play in there while you're kind of going along.
They do.
In case you just kind of ground or, you know, like turf a ball. Anything you liked? Any preference in Top Golf there?
No preference. I will say Garrett had a good swing, too. Okay. Garrett got some undeniable power there on his swing. So I was taking some tips from both of them.
Every time you guys go out to eat, if Drake May's there, does he have to pay?
Nah. Drake doesn't pay. We make the rookies pay.
Oh, gotcha. That's what they're for. All right. He did that enough last year.
Yeah,
makes
exactly.
sense. All right, good.
Exactly.
All right, well, Mike and Wenu. Mike and Wenu, thanks again for joining us on a Patriots Friday. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Y'all be easy. Thank you.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Mike and Wenu here on a Patriots Friday. Top Golf.
That's
I'm not surprised. I guess I didn't know I didn't know who was in the crew that that was going over to Top Golf, but yeah. I guess that makes sense. It'd probably be Drake.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good stuff. So I thought maybe they would make the court. Well, I guess Drake doesn't have the big contract yet. Usually,
not yet.
Wouldn't you think of the big contract?
I was probably like, hey, don't pay attention to contracts.
Don't look at me.
Hey.
No, it's somebody else.
The rookies can.
Yeah,
but even first round pick money is a lot different than fourth round pick money. This is true.
That's why they're like, hey, do you want to go out tonight? I'm like, no, can't make it.
Nah, man.
Like, you never come out. Like, maybe next year. Maybe year two, I'll be out. See you guys.
So there you go. That is our guest every other Patriots Friday, Michael Wenu. Today we'll talk to Milton Williams next week. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons at 617-779-7937. Hart, Fitzy, Ted, stay tuned for it. We will get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag. Everybody.
Grab bags, grab.
All right. WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. The Red Sox dropped the series finale 5-3 to the A's at Fenway yesterday. Sox are currently a game and a half behind the Mariners for the final wildcard spot and a game and a half ahead of the Guardians with just 9 games remaining. Tonight, the Red Sox begin their final road trip of the season with game 1 of a 3-game series with the Rays in Tampa Bay. First pitch is at 7:35. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Garrett Crochet gets the start in the series opener against the Rays' Drew Rasmussen. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arkand beginning at 6:35. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Bills defeated the Dolphins 31-21. Patriots are back on the practice field ahead of Sunday's matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. According to multiple reports, the Pats once again had full attendance at practice, and according to head coach Mike Vrabel, Christian Gonzalez and Keon White are questionable for Sunday. Steelers-Patriots kicks off from Gillette at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon, Bill Parcells and Julian Edelman will be inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. The ceremony begins at 4. It's open to the public and can be streamed on Patriots.com. And the Revolution are in action tomorrow afternoon. The Revs will be in Philadelphia taking on the Union. Kickoff is at 2:30. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 25th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It is week 3. It is time for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We did not hit the first 2 weeks, but...
Well, you and I hit last week, but yeah, as a show, right, we did not hit. Right, yeah, right, no,
we're getting closer to it, but there's 5 of us here on the program. We all throw in a touchdown, an anytime touchdown for the weekend, and we add it all up and see what we can get. I will start.
Okay.
I'm going with A.J. Brown from the Eagles. A little bit of the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Because
like
he seems to be a little upset. It is a good game, maybe a marquee game, Eagles-Rams this weekend. But I think it's one of those ones where maybe they kind of force feed him. Or they're like, let's just maybe calm him down a little bit, get him a touchdown. So individually, it's plus 185, so there's pretty good juice there. But I'll take an A.J. Brown anytime touchdown.
Okay, I like that. I am going with George Pickens against the Chicago Bears this weekend. Super high over-under, one of the higher totals of the week. I think the Baltimore-Detroit game might be higher.
Yep.
But a super high over-under in this one, over 50 points. I like George Pickens plus 140 to get in the end zone. Who are you going with, Bill?
All right, for my touchdown, I'm going with Marvin Harrison Jr. against the 49ers at plus 160. And I'm taking Packers over the Browns.
Oh, okay, easy. Okay, let's hold off on that. Hold
sorry.
On,
Bill.
No. So Marvin Harrison.
He's excited.
Okay.
I am.
And a little preview for the Survivor pick.
Too confident.
Okay. Nick, who are you going with in the Bozo touchdown and only?
Specifically the Bozo
touchdown.
You just want the player name?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go with Kenneth Walker III against the Saints. Maybe no glass of Charbonnet, as Shine would like to say. So you can go Kenneth Walker.
Like to say that.
He does like that.
Kenneth Walker minus 130.
And then
Terp going with...
Yeah.
I don't know how bold this
is. Like an automatic touchdown?
Well, do we want to hit or do we not want to hit, Keith?
No.
We need a couple of anchor legs.
I think it's allowed.
Yeah.
I think it's not the best thing, but it is a five-leg parlay. So he's going Saquon Barkley, which on its own is minus 165, which to me would be like a no bet. But if you're tossing it in, fine.
Well, it's going to be a bet.
Yeah.
Add it all up.
Yeah. One ham
will
get you a PS5 and five hams.
Okay, not bad.
So $10 wins $550.
Right. 1.429, $626.
All right, so follow along there. Pickens, Brown, Harrison, Walker, Saquon.
Yep, we'll tweet that out and put it on Instagram at Jones and Keefe.
Okay.
Who won that? Help with the
grab bag.
Did the freezer?
I did. What you gonna do about it? Grab bag. In the freezer, they be lit.
All right, leave it to Greg Hill to let us know what the kids are doing. That's a TikTok reference,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, Greg told us that today. He's like, are you guys on TikTok?
Like, no.
We're both like, no. He's like, well, then you won't get it.
That's great. He said the same thing came in here, and he's like, you guys on TikTok? We're like, nope.
Yeah, but it sounded good, though.
It sounds great.
I have no idea.
Really good.
I don't get the reference,
but
it sounded
great. I'm sure there are people out there being like, hell yeah.
And we appreciate Greg getting involved in Grab Bag. Where can the people send those again?
Keefe@weei.com. It's a simple email. If you have anything you want to mention to me, feel free. You're allowed to do that.
Okay.
The Red Sox, Jones, struggling. Oh, we did. No, Billy gave us a Survivor.
I didn't.
We didn't skip anything.
I didn't skip anything.
All right, Survivor. Shockingly enough, we are all still in the Survivor. Just picking a team to win, then you can't use that team going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So all five of us are 2-0 to begin the year. I'll go first. I'm going to go with my guy and only my guy, Baker Mayfield, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over T-Mobile and the Jets.
Okay.
Give me the Bucks.
I will do the same. I got Tampa minus 7 this week. I think this is a popular pick. Terp's doing that as well.
Terp is, okay.
Tampa minus 7. We already know Billy's pick. He's got the Packers over the Browns this weekend. Nick, who you going with?
I'm going with the Falcons over the Panthers. Jones' lowly Panthers.
Falcons? I don't. Panthers is home dogs. I don't like that.
Division
for you.
Game?
But okay, three of us riding with Tampa in the Survivor pool.
Risky.
Nick has the Falcons, Billy with Green Bay.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a grab bag.
Superman streaming on HBO Max right now.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list of things to think about watching.
I feel like that's going to be high on his list of things that he's thinking about watching.
It's ahead of Happy
it's
Gilmore
Superman,
2.
Superman, then Happy Gilmore 2, that's, and then we need to get to the bottom of what's on there.
That's the list right now.
That's it?
The list, yeah.
Those are the only items that are on there? Okay, okay, not bad. But no, I am looking forward to that. I'll watch it again is what I mean. The Red Sox are kind of falling apart right now, Jones. We talked about them earlier in the program. I am terrified right now. I had pretty good confidence yesterday at this time. However, what a difference a day makes. They lose at home with Bayo to the A's. The Guardians are able to get into the bullpen after Tarek Skubal went 6 and beat the Tigers. So they're a game and a half up.
Yeah,
I love that.
My confidence is also a little shaken, but dropping a series to the – I didn't think they were going to lose a series to the A's.
They sure did.
And they were lucky they didn't get swept.
Did.
So, fine, we're riding the roller coaster. We're up. We're down. We're all over the map. Yesterday, I'm like, why can't they be the 2021 Atlanta Braves without Ronald Acuña? Now I'm like, they might not even make the playoffs.
Correct.
But that's what the Red Sox are doing to you. And I guess on the one hand, we kind of forgot what a pennant race is like. This is what it's like. But the Red Sox are making it awfully – And I mean awfully difficult on themselves. Yeah.
All right, so tonight it is the first of three with the Tampa Bay Rays from George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. 7:35 first pitch, 6:35 pregame here on WEEI. Garrett Crochet. Boy, do they need Garrett Crochet. He's on the mound, 16-5 with a 2.63 ERA. Opposite Drew Rasmussen.
Oh.
10-5 with a 2.74.
All right, that ain't bad. We won't be on the air tomorrow, but no. If they lose this Crochet start tonight,
they need
full-blown panic in the streets.
They desperately need this one.
Grabby, grabby bag, where are you? You're on Jones and Keefe, yeah.
Must-see week three NFL games. Any jump out to you? I mentioned Rams-Eagles. That's a 1 o'clock game on Fox. That's pretty good.
That's a great game. Cincinnati and Minnesota should have been a great game.
Yeah.
But you got quarterbacks knocked out of that one.
You know what I like is Broncos-Chargers at 4 o'clock. Chargers are off to a 2-0 start. The Broncos lost on a last-second play last week. But both could be...
That's a good game.
If the Chiefs are down, both of those teams are competing for that division.
And then, I know it's not this weekend, but the Monday night game's great. Detroit and Baltimore.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
All right, college football weekend, nothing really jumps out. You have a few top 25 matchups. Number 11, Oklahoma, taking on number 22, Auburn. That's a home game. But Bill Belichick will try to make it three straight wins. His North Carolina Tar Heels are 2-1. They're playing Central Florida, where at last check they were 6.5-point dogs.
That's amazing. Well, like, I think I'd take the points in that one, to be honest. But if I told you when Bill went to... First of all, I just told you he was going to be at the University of North Carolina.
I would have slapped you in the face.
But the second he took the job, if I told you by his fourth week on the job he'd be an underdog to UCF.
Yeah, well, it's a good UCF team.
At home?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right. New in the theaters this weekend is a football horror movie produced by Jordan Peele starring Marlon Wayans. The movie's called Him. You may have seen the trailers at this point.
I have.
It is being dubbed a horror mystery thriller. Early reviews are in.
How are they?
Rotten Tomatoes. The critics, 29% approve of the film.
Yeah, but what do they know?
Audience, audience 57.
Oh. A little
better. Yeah.
Okay.
Amy Nicholson of the LA Times says it wants to be the substance with jock straps. Okay. I don't know. Why is that a negative review?
Substance on a jockstrap.
No.
I don't like that.
I think it could be great, so it sounds like.
Here we go now, holla if you hear me though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
I do.
The Giants lost again. They're three games out, and what their problem now is they have a lot of teams in front of them. They have a lot of teams.
No, they're done.
They're done.
Done? I feel confident saying they're done.
Devers was 0-3.
Yeah, he's hitting .236. OPS is under .800. He does have 16 homers there. They're 11 games under .500 since they got him. So all the Devers people can stuff it. But if the Red Sox miss the playoffs, they're not going to go away.
So the Mets are still clinging to the third wild card spot. The Mets are kind of like the Red Sox in many ways, but the Mets. I have a 2-game lead on the Reds and the Snakes and a 3-game lead on the Giants.
That's the Giants' real problem.
You're going Mets?
It's not just that they're...
okay.
But that does... The Red Sox analogy is a good one. Like, I don't know how confident I am in that, but yeah, I'd go Mets.
All right, let's take a look at who was the top Major League Baseball performer from... September 18th. Sorry, it was a Thursday.
It's not Brian Bennett.
Was it Blaine Crim? 2-for-4 with 2 home runs.
Maybe.
Was it Yangel Fernandez? 2-for-3 with a home run. 2 runs.
Are these guys all on
Cleveland? Was it Liam Hicks? Yeah. 2-for-4 with a home run, 4 RBI. Was it Mickey Moniak? 2-for-4, home run, 2 RBI. Or Hunter Greene? Complete game shutout, 9 Ks.
It is Hunter Greene.
Or was it Max Fried, 7 scoreless with 13
That's
punch
also
outs.
Pretty good. Hunter Greene was flirting with a no-hitter, so I'll go Hunter
You're going to go Hunter Green?
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
Real quick on the text line,
yep.
Who dropped a movie recommendation followed by a you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. One, they said the movie was called Blackburn. The movie's actually called Brightburn. And I think we did a whole standalone dork podcast on it. Hashtag brag.
Is that from like 2 years ago?
That's like, no.
We've already done that.
We've already done that one. That was from 5 or 6 years ago.
5 or 6.
All right, we have a former Ray who played for 4 teams in his 11-year big league career. Played for the Pittsburgh Pirates for most of it.
Austin Meadows.
Oh, no.
Good one.
Chris Archer.
You guys are getting ready here. Seattle Mariners, Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Okay, that's
and
helpful.
And the San Diego Padres. He was a left fielder, fittingly, because he also threw the ball left-handed and hit lefty.
All right, well, that makes
sense.
So
they probably you got to play left field,
okay,
sir.
That's good.
Lefty stick, lefty arm, left field position.
Okay.
Fifth in the rookie of the year.
All right, now we should be smart about this. What Keith tends to do is repeat random baseball players. So let's think of any repeat Rays. Not Randy Winn. Brent Abernathy?
Nope.
Not Zobrist.
Nope.
Okay, those are all the Rays I can think of off the top of my head.
Most home runs in a season was 24. He was a 2020 guy that year.
Matt Joyce.
Nope. He had a 38 steal season.
What decade are we in?
38 steal.
Good question, Nick. He debuted in 92, rookie of the year votes in 93. Last season was 2003.
And that was when he was with the Devil Rays?
Yeah, he was with the Devil Rays in 03.
Tail end of his career. Okay, so
started with Pittsburgh. I would remember him from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, which is fitting because Patriots are playing Pittsburgh.
Oh,
see
great
what I'm
tie
doing?
No, I definitely do see,
what I'm doing there?
38 swipes. He was with Pittsburgh in the 90s, good chunk of the 90s. Yep. Then it was the Padres and who else?
It was the Padres.
Rays, somebody else.
Yep. The Mariners. A couple years with the Mariners. 276 career hitter. Oh, this, well, let me give you this. This could help.
Yeah, help us.
$15.7 million in his bank account.
That's not a lot.
Any All-Stars?
No All-Stars.
Any nickname?
I thought he might have one All-Star.
I saw a text. I'm guessing this is Arcan. Hang on. Let's see if he gets it. Oh, no. That's not.
No nicknames, but his agent was Joe Bick.
I don't think anybody has it.
Not Joe Buck.
Right? Text line. I guess Randy Winn. It's not Brian Giles. Is it Brian Jones?
Twitch chat has it, but it's getting blocked.
Oh, okay.
We have like a pop-up over here on the screen.
It's not. It's not Andy Vance-like, is
no.
it?
No.
Okay.
You can read it now, though.
Al Martin?
He got it!
Martin!
I wasn't going to get that.
You like Al Martin?
I kind of...
Al Martin, nice player.
I mean, he got 38 swipes. He must have been a nice player.
38 bags. Yeah. He was a 2020 guy in 1999.
And he was left.
Left.
Yeah.
And had an 844 OPS that year. Probably his best year. With the Pirates. Then I think he was a part of a couple big trades.
Yeah, you're right. Fifth in the rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got traded for John Mabry and Tom Davey in 2000.
Yep, I remember that
now. At the deadline.
Yeah.
It was a deadline deal.
I do recall that now.
Hey, you guys don't know Al Martin. That's fine.
No, he wasn't much of a postseason player. Just 10 career games. .188 is what he hit.
In the postseason?
For Seattle in 2 runs. Yeah.
Well.
That's okay. Ew. All right, Al Martin, your random ball player.
Yeah.
Each and every day here in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. And we'll wrap things up with the clip du jour next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, as we were taking a look up close of the wild card standings in the American League as the Red Sox are holding on for dear life as the Cleveland Guardians continue to win game after game after game, including yesterday against Detroit, and where Skubal was the starter. They ended up beating the bullpen, but either way, they got another win. Jones decided to take a real close look at the Cleveland Guardians roster.
Is Cleveland like this unbelievable roster? So fine. All right.
Dude, Big Christmas.
Cora doesn't have Roman Anthony.
You see Big Christmas?
Yeah, I did.
Smacked one.
Do we make him Hustle of the Week?
He's just in the mix. He was a nominee.
Okay. Who's A. Martinez? That's their number two hitter. He's hitting 230.
Angel Martinez.
That's A. Martinez.
Who's D. Fry?
David Fry.
He's hitting 170. That
he's
was their cleanup hitter
yesterday.
He's
off to a slow start.
Who's G. Arias?
He's only had 141 at-bats.
Gabriel Arias is hitting 225. Yeah. Who is B. Rocchio?
Oh, B. Rocchio's not bad.
Brian Rocchio is hitting 231.
He's well.
Okay, they suck, and they don't lose. Who are their pitchers?
They're the hottest team in baseball.
Okay, who are their pitchers?
Gavin Williams is really good.
Okay, is
Tanner Bibee.
Tanner Bibee?
He has the ERA over four.
Okay, Tanner Bibee.
Gavin Williams
thank
is
you.
Nice.
Tanner Bibee's ERA is 435. Gavin Williams is fine. Logan Allen, Slade Ciccioni.
Yeah, oh, is they a Slade?
Don't look that up on a work computer.
Slade Ciccioni.
That's going to cost you.
What's Cora supposed to do? I don't know. What does Cleveland's manager do? Who is Cleveland's manager even? Who even is that anymore?
Oh, it's, what's his name? Stephen
Eric
Vogt.
Wedge? Is it Eric Wedge?
No, Stephen Vogt.
It's Stephen Vogt.
It's Stephen Vogt.
How come he wins with this crap team?
I'll tell you why. It's
that's
because
annoying.
They have $2 beer nights, and they give away jerseys every weekend.
That's
it's the
annoying.
Greatest ballpark in the world.
I know, I know you like them, Keith.
No, I think you figured it out. We went back through their lineup yesterday in the win over Detroit. Started three guys hitting below 175.
They stink.
Yeah.
So how,
they have Jose Ramirez.
How does Eric Wedge, Tito Francona, who is it again? Stephen Vogt?
Well, it's actually Stephen Vogt.
How do they? How do they win games? Gavin Williams is pretty good. So is Crochet. Like I don't get the excuse. And
yeah,
Cora started with a 5-game lead. So that is inexcusable.
No, but a good way of doing it, even without Roman Anthony, which rotation would you rather have?
Sox.
Which bullpen would you rather have?
Sox.
Which lineup would you rather have?
Wow, that one's closer, but Sox.
No, lineup still Sox. Ramirez is the best individual player out of
both
teams.
Jose Ram's pretty good.
But Bregman and, I know he's cold, but just overall, Bregman and Story and Duran would be better than any three guy
combination. D. Fry and G. Arias? Yes, I agree. Sorry
and
to do that
to Choney.
Sorry to do that to your guy there, Hart, Alex Cora. But I just the excuse making for like what's Cora supposed to do? The Guardians are kind of trash. I don't know why it took till today to occur to us, but
Cora's in
trash.
The playoffs if they started today.
Yeah, that's true.
Please start soon.
That is true. I know. Hurry up.
We're running out of time. Is
what
short we're
doing. The season. I've always said that.
Yeah, too many games.
You play 152 games.
Too
in the
many games.
Didn't you listen the other day? His job isn't to manage the team on the field; it's to control the narrative. That's the job. The front-facing interviews. Well, talking to guys.
That's
like
slipping away too.
I thought you did a good job of being like, "Well, hey, you said let's not talk about October. You were the one talking about October
all year.
You've been talking about October."
And then he was like, "Oh no, we're not going to make October. We should stop talking about it." Good out, though. That was about the third catcher. I was mad at somebody. Just the third catcher.
Yeah,
that's all that had to do with.
Yeah.
Sure.
How much Red Sox, how much Pats today? Split?
A little bit of a split. Yeah. This is this a must-win game, I think we can say? When you have
for the Red Sox?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gary Crochet?
Not for the Patriots. As
well,
you said, neither.
First I was like, you're talking about Pats? No, but I think both Crochet starts, I think both of them are must-wins.
Because you can't count on Harrison or Early. I mean, it'd be great if Early is what he's been so far, and, you know, then Weiser
but
comes
it's also
in and blows it.
Crochet versus the Rays, right? Like, Blue Jays, Tigers, if they're still playing for
although,
something, it's going to be tough.
What? Crochet of late gives up home runs. Rays home park, known for?
Yeah,
home
runs.
Runs.
The minor Red stadium. Sox. Red Sox not known for home
sneaky
runs, so
negative key to the game tonight is keep the ball in the ballpark. Jesus, janitor Keith
on ball.
Good key. I didn't know you were doing keys to the Sox tonight, Hart.
Stereo aware available.
I can stick around.
Only if you read the one you wouldn't read on air.
No.
I'm gonna, offensive. I want to know the is that like a podcast
take that
that's
grade.
Coming?
Nope.
Off air keys.
I'll never
the
tell
ones
you.
I can't read on.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Rich Keith, what is going to be a
keys?
Couple of keys?
And now
working blue keys.
Yeah, and I think you can get away with it, especially on a podcast. There's no FCC
that's
licensing
true.
Issues or anything.
Say whatever
there.
The hell you want.
Yeah. Jeremy Springer, 215. Mike Giardi. You like Springer?
Love
you a Springer.
Springer
guy?
Springer was a great
bit of a roller coaster last week for him. Missed kicks, made kicks, bad kickoffs. punt return allowed, kickoff return scored. Like, whew.
Yeah, good guy to talk to.
Guys got
week.
A lot of emotion. They must have been up and down hot and heavy in Miami. 3:30, we'll talk to Mike Giardi for our weekly check-in on the all things Patriots. 4:30, Bradfo will tell me whether I should be worried, really effing worried, or just give up on the Red Sox.
I'm staying in a state of worry. I think that's where I'm going to be this weekend.
Yeah. I think that's it's a good, well, maybe not a good spot to be, but it's reality.
My over 86.5 that I was feeling really good about, really good about.
Oh, did you take that future out?
I did.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's, they're going to need to hit it if they're going to make
wasn't
playoffs.
Wasn't long ago I was like, oh, nice.
Also, tonight's for sure a must win.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this is why he's asking.
Media Crochet.
We got the real answer. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, Ted. They got Jeremy Springer. They got Giardi. They got Bradfo. So a busy, busy show taking you into Pats and Steelers this weekend. Big Red Sox weekend against the Rays. We'll talk about all of it on Monday on a Patriots Monday at 10 here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.